Newmarket resident Pauline Smith has had mixed feelings watching the former regional administrative building being dismantled. The Bayview Parkway resident has many memories of working in the building as a secretary for 23 years. "I certainly am going to miss it," Smith said. "I know time has to go on. It's going to go on no matter what we do." York Region announced February 7 it was proceeding with the last dismantling and removal of its former headquarters at 62 Bayview Parkway. Starting February 9 as part of the plans for Housing York to build an affordable housing site on the property. The region is working with its partners to minimize disruptions to local residents and the area's natural environment, the municipality said in a news release. Safely demolishing the building will take approximately 3 days and will be followed by a process to securely remove all materials from the site. The demolition process has been underway for several months to ready the property for a future affordable housing project. With the interior destruction complete, the region is now removing the structure itself. Area resident Lindsay Barker said the weather and heavy snowfall have delayed progress. She has followed the process on the development and said the demolition has not been overly disruptive. "It doesn't affect us very much at all, except for the traffic," she said, though adding there are vibrations whenever a large box is dropped. "It's disconcerting. Otherwise, we don't pay much attention to it." The building was originally constructed in 1957. The headquarters moved to 17,250 Young Street in 1994. But the older building stayed in use for the Health and Services Department until 2020. Smith said though the demolition across the street from her house has not caused her any disruption, "It is difficult seeing the building she worked in getting torn down. Once I see the new buildings up, I might have a different outlook. But right now, I'm a little not too happy with the demolition," she said. Planning is still in its early stages. The region said there will be between 115 and 250 units on the site to provide affordable and market rental options. It said it will incorporate elements of the original building design, with outdoor recreational areas and the potential for broader community use. Residents are eager to find out what will get built on the property, though that planning is expected to take years. "I'm just really curious what they're going to do," Barker said. York Region said removing materials from the site would take about 3 weeks. "Every effort will be made to minimize the impact on neighbors and the natural area surrounding the property," the region said. Smith said she would have to wait and see what a new building will look like before deciding her feelings about the whole initiative. But she added that she still has a fondness for what is coming down. "That's been a centerpiece over there. It's been great over the years."